One Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
How we doing, pal?
How are you doing, pal?
All's well, my friend. Fucking bolts and six. Bolts and six again in the fucking cup. Ride it till the wheels fall off.
Did you get a new long chain?
No, I just haven't rocked it that much. I don't know what I think about it. It's almost too long. There's too much space in between the fourth and the third. It could be a little shorter.
Fucking two chains, but I got me a few on. thank you for joining us today, Pa, from the great country of Canada. Nikki, yes, Skates, sir. How are you?
How we doing? How we doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Emmett, how are you?
Tony, what's up, Tony? I'm doing great. We got another NBA game on tonight.
Yes, we do, Otter. Yes, we do. Let's recap the weekend, though. The Bolts did bring it home.
Stammer.
Six games.
Fucking Stammer.
Stammer is always Stammer.
Stammer really shoved it up their ass.
That boost was back for that one, too, for first goal.
Oh, yeah, Stammer, dude. That might have been one of the best boosts of all time. Like, to have the option of all those guys for plus 350, I think it was, is absurd.
Yes, exactly what it was.
But he spit on Lafreniere. No, he didn't, you mutts. And then he scored two to send you home.
Stammer spit on somebody?
No, he didn't. Exactly. Gumpy, what's going on with Connor McDavid?
Was McDavid...
Your boots on the ground up there. What's going on?
Hey, White Ave in Edmonton is a different animal, my friend.
Is that where it was? Is that confirmed?
If that's where he was, I ain't got nothing to say.
Is that where he was?
I don't know. If you're in Edmonton and you're out, you're on White Ave. So
tell you what,
what do you want from the guy? He fucking... Hey. You go through a playoff stretch with Mike Smith as your goalie.
I agree. Blow off some steam. Have a little fun. We got no problem with it.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I ain't diving into his business.
You get yourself into a couple Molson Triple X's. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Fucking have a couple lucky loggers here.
Are we going back to the well, lad, with the Bolts? The Avs are favorites. Pretty decent favorites, too.
Yeah, plus 155. I think it went to plus 162. Yeah, Bolts and six again.
Makar and MacKinnon are the favorites, 185 and 220. And then it goes Kucherov and Vasilevskiy. They're both plus 450. Stammer's plus 1400 if you're looking for some value.
Who is Colorado beat? They haven't faced a good goalie. The one good goalie they played against St. Louis, they took him out.
True.
They haven't played a good goalie the whole fucking playoffs.
Yeah, Vasilevskiy is a different beast. I like the sprinkle on him. Would you say it was 450 for
Vasilevskiy?
Yeah. If you're thinking the Bolts are going to win, Conn Smythe, 99.9% of the time, the playoff MVP goes to the winning team. It has gone to the losing team's goaltender before, but that was back in like the dead puck era when goalies were larger-than-life figures. But Vasilevskiy kind of is that. And if they win, I think I would definitely lean Vasi.
Here's what I'm thinking, Paul.
Go ahead.
Might hit Colorado game one and then take Lightning for the series.
Yeah, I got Tampa Bay to win the Stanley Cup like 15 times. I bet this thing at this point. I know Colorado's been the best team all year, but I just, it's Tampa Bay, man. Like, at what point are we going to say how good these guys are?
They are. They are absolutely good.
They're fucking tough, too. They're tough as nails. We need to mention how tough they are. More grit and jam. They got it all.
Like, is Darcy Kemper the guy that's gonna stop a three-peat?
No, but
I don't think so.
Frank Gou might.
Francois, when you say it like that, Gumpy, it's really, really convincing. I was already
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, honestly, who'd Colorado beat? They fucking beat the Blues without Binnington. They beat Nashville with their backup, and they beat fucking Mike Smith. I'm sorry, but I'll take the two-time defending Stanley Cup champs.
Nashville was pretty good, though.
And Braden Point's close.
Nashville?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Nashville stunk.
Braden Point's
made the
close.
Playoffs.
Braden
He's
Point's
been out,
close.
You've been out of the office too long. You couldn't pick up on my sarcasm.
He was taking line rushes, so.
But I was... So what, Lightning lost to Toronto in game one, and they lost to New York in game one, correct? Both on the road? Both on the road?
Yeah.
And then they
lost to the Leafs, too, game one, right?
Yeah, and then they beat Florida all the games.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. Maybe I take Colorado How Colorado? Well, they swept. So they
swept the last two series. Yeah.
And each of their game one.
Six with St. Louis.
Was their game one? I know their game one against Edmonton was nine, whatever. Was it them in the series before that their game one was nine? Or was that. That was Edmonton and Calgary.
Yeah, I think they hit eight.
That was the Battle of Alberta.
That was the Battle of Alberta.
Yeah, I just. You know what? I'll die with the Bolts, man. I'm fucking. Put me in every game, whatever they're at.
Okay.
I don't see another way.
We'll jump into that more as the week goes on. Game one will be Wednesday, so we'll dive into that a little bit.
Thank God they finished it in six, though. If they didn't finish it in six, the Stanley Cup wouldn't have started till Saturday.
Jesus Christ.
And I think game seven of that series would have been Tuesday because... Yeah, but the Bieber concert was canceled, but it's still set for Tuesday.
T's and P's to Biebs.
Yes, sir.
T's and P's to Biebs. Also, Friday night, Steph went off.
Can't let that game slip away, man. No. 3 points in the last fucking 5 minutes. It was right there.
It was right there. It was absolutely right there. Warriors third quarter again. Tatum.
They didn't run an offense, dude.
Dude, they don't. They were just chucking threes.
Fucking Marcus Smart fucking bombs a three. Horford bombs a three. Like, what happened? I don't. Go down low to fucking time. Like, dude. Or set something up. They just started bombing threes. It's like, man, you're up with a chance to take a stranglehold on this series.
Or, like, I love Steph, but I'm not saying he's a liability on D, but he's whoever's...
Go at him, yeah.
Whoever he's covering, you could put him on the block and then force a double and then run your offense through that. Like,
and Curry's always getting into foul trouble now, too.
Correct. Yeah, because they got
all of them are. They're, any of their good players are in foul trouble every game, it feels like. But I would... like, that's how the Celtics have been all playoffs. Anytime anybody fucking crowned them, they lose.
We talked about it. And I the only thing that's consistent about the Celtics is that they've been very inconsistent. We talked about it with the Heat series where they were like, "Oh, we're going to close that out game 6" and they fumbled it away, and
there that has was to the be one. A Tatum game for the Celtics to win the NBA finals. There has to be one Tatum game where it goes off.
He has to be. They were putting up stats earlier today. He hasn't played well in the second half. Mitt, how do you feel about it all?
I really think that today is the day Jason Tatum wakes up and gets out of whatever fucking funk he's been in. He's going to get out of it today. He's dropping 35+, and the Celtics are going to go for a win. This series has been flip-flopping.
I'm staying
my course.
I don't hate that.
Let's go.
I don't hate
seven.
I don't hate that bet at all, to be honest with you, Mitt. Celtics have been good on the road. They've been good after a loss. You taking Steph
historically good
under again, Mitter?
Too.
You know what? Actually, I think I am gonna stay away.
I believe he's gone over in every single game.
Yeah, he has wrecked every single one of my parlays in the NBA Finals. So thank you, Steph Curry, again. Fucking asshole.
Listen, you can hate him, but he is very fun to watch. That's why I like him.
Yeah,
he's very fun to watch.
The more and more, the longer the series goes, the more and more I remember why I hated Golden State.
Tell you what, every time
I love Steph, whatever, but sometimes, man, like when you're fucking like that 7-point play, it wasn't Friday, like no, come on, dude. Shit like that and him getting up and crying all the time, like I get it, man, but come on, dude.
I don't even think I hate Steph as much as I hate all the other fucking players on the Warriors.
Yeah, I don't hate like Clay. I love the way Steph is. But like sometimes it's like, man, stop fucking bitching. He did it against Cleveland when he fucking threw his mouth guard. Like he just gets pissy. It's like, come on, dude. Like you've been in this league for how long? Like just play ball.
Unfortunately now I think for the NBA, I think it's a star thing. Because like
Him and Tatum
are the, they complain more than anybody else on the court. And then when other stars are on the, tell you what though, whenever Draymond gets it and dribbles up the court or Jordan Poole, I always think a turnover's coming, dude. They are fucking reckless.
I love Golden State putting out that thing about Draymond yesterday that in game three, he hit some historic mark. It's like, you guys didn't have this on deck when the game ended. Like you're just trying to make this guy feel good.
Good on Steve Kerr though for sitting him because it was the right move.
Yeah, that was.
I like Looney.
Looney, yeah, he can play. I like Poole too, but yeah. Like Draymond, literally, when he had the ball on Friday night,
didn't even look.
It looked like that thing was on fire.
That's the thing.
Like he couldn't get that thing. He was doing fucking quarterback handoffs, dude. Like fucking, he's giving it to a running back.
Draymond is the fucking worst, dude. That was also right after he went on and said, like, on live air, he said that Shaq could not make passes that he did. Like, it was Big Perk. He said Big Perk couldn't make passes that he makes. And then he goes on, fucking hands the ball off 7 different times to Steph. That was ridiculous. I hate Draymond. I think that's who I really don't like on the Warriors. I think it's Draymond, and then it's Clay, and then it's Steph. No, actually, probably then it's Steve, and then it's Steph.
Wiggins quietly played well on Friday.
Yeah. What do you have, 17 boards or something? When Celtics lose games, they get beat on the defensive boards, I find.
Tatum's 26.5 over under. Jaylen Brown's 23. Marcus Smart's 15. Steph's 30, Clay is 19.5, Wiggins is 17.5, Draymond's 7.5.
Horford, I'll take Draymond's under.
Horford is 9.5. Does that feel low to you?
What's Derek White?
Derek White is 12.5.
12.5, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, just give me fucking Celtics money line.
I think it's gonna be my one pick of the night may just be Tatum over his 26.5.
We need it, man. Has to be some fucking point, dude. Just go off, please.
Mitt, you're on the C's?
Yeah, money line plus 140.
Okay.
There it is.
210.5 is the total.
There's no other reason why.
I actually don't love the over because I think the Celtics are going to win. I think the Celtics are going to keep it really close and play some great defense. So that's why.
Did you see the guy's tweet that he predicted every game so far?
Well, I mean, I've gotten the money line right for every game too, so it doesn't really matter. I'm not that special.
No, like he said, all right, Mitt.
I mean, fuck.
Good pat on the back. So he said he basically said how every game was going to be win, and he said like whatever Warriors blowout blah blah blah, and then his thing was it is Celtics game 5 and game 6.
Okay,
so we'll see.
All right. Well, I'm thinking it's going to flip flop the whole way, and that Celtics are going to win in 7. So.
You should have put a tweet out at the start of the series.
Man. Yeah, you should have.
And Nostradamus.
Something to think about.
I did. I was out here preaching that it was going to be 3-1 by the end of game 3, or 2-1 at the end of game 3, and then I also was preaching that the Warriors were going to win. Just saying.
That a baby Mitt.
Hi, baby Mitt. It's Lance Lynn's back tonight, Mitt. Here we go.
I know. Actually, I was super pumped. I was going to say, it's Lance Lynn Day. First time all year.
Have you seen the Southside Connect gear?
Oh, it's so sick. They have
the cutoff hoodie,
the short sleeve hoodie. Yeah, that's the one I was going
to
get.
Did you get it?
You need to get that. Yeah, that's the one I'm getting. Let's go. It's hype.
It's so cool. It's Southside. I'm pumped. I'm getting a jersey too, I think.
Okay. I'm
so pumped.
Schwartzel won the live. Rory won the RBC.
Him and JT. Crowd was fucking. They love fucking Rory. They do. Canada, huh?
He won it the last time they were there.
Back to back.
U.S. Open is this week, so we'll do a bunch of golf betting this week. Later this week,
Dick Strike win the Belmont State?
No, I don't believe that Dick Strike did win the Belmont. Honestly, I don't know who won the Belmont.
It wasn't Bruce. Blue jeans didn't. Didn't place.
I don't know if he
is he not gonna come in and defend his fucking honor? Dick Strike came dead last. He was dead last.
No, he didn't.
The whole race, he was dead last. Hold on.
Let me see what the results were of the battle.
The whole race, dude. Start to finish. That horse was fucking nothing.
That can't be true.
Yeah, it is. I watched the thing.
You were a big Belmont guy this weekend?
I mean, I wasn't doing shit at all.
Let me see here. Mo Donegal won it. Bruce had Dick Strike, Barber. Oh, no. And We the People. They came in fourth, sixth, and seventh.
Who was dead last?
Golden Glider.
Where was Dick Strike's seventh piece?
Sixth.
Fuck, he made a move because he was dead last the whole race.
Sorry, Bruce. I mean, the guy didn't even know if his horse was in it or not. Thought he had a race.
TVG Mike's hit one in fucking 4 years. So what do you want from Bruce?
We will, as a gambling problem, I'm not going to say anything bad about Bruce here. Horse betting is very hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those things got a mind of their own. How'd you do in I went 6-4 on Friday with all the 2x1s and baseball picks. I didn't bet any baseball Saturday or Sunday.
Friday was 6-3, and then I got smacked on Saturday. I think it's a 3-6, and then Sunday I said, I'm fucking
don't need
there's
it.
I don't need to take it on the shits today.
I got a decent amount of picks for tonight. I think I got 5, and it's not a huge slate, but it's a decent one. We got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 games.
Yeah, I got a 6-piece.
Okay. You want to roll through it?
Yeah, some big signings in the soccer world, too.
What happened?
That guy, Haaland got announced by Man City today. And then Mane's officially going to Bayern Munich because they got Nunes.
Does that mean that Pulisic may be going to Liverpool then if Mane's gone?
Yeah, I think so. But there's also the thought now because Man City and Liverpool have always played with a false nine, like no legitimate striker. But now they've both bought legitimate strikers. So now this is going to be... I mean, Man U's trying to sign anybody and no one's fucking going. You've got to love that.
I got a question. Do you know yet? I know they're starting Premier League in August or whatever, end of August. Are they going to have a break for the World Cup or are players...
Every league is doing a hiatus. But like I think NHL most leagues are already off for Christmas. EPL is usually the only league that plays through.
What about Boxing Day?
Is there a fucking...
What about Little Santa? Boxing
Day? Yeah, what about Little Santa?
Little Santa, December 6th. When's the World Cup start?
November...
What is this Nations League? Well, I don't even understand.
You tell us, Pop. Yeah.
All the players are pissed off about it. Is there one chance for a break and they're all fucking playing in this? They hate it.
Okay. I'm glad there'll be a little rest period for the boys.
These guys go all year round. But you see Haaland's contract, £450,000 a week.
Is that good?
Jeez. 21 years old, dude. Yeesh. 21.
All right. Let's do baseball for today.
Oh. Baseball.
Baseball.
My brother was at the Red Sox games in Seattle this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they play? No, the series is over, right?
Yeah, Sox took 2 of 3, got walked off on. They were up in the ninth on Saturday, got walked off.
Did you see that Joe Madden?
The mohawk?
Shaved the mohawk into his head to break the curse of the losing streak, and he never got to display it to the boys because he got fired.
That's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame.
Hate to see it for Joe Madden.
It is a damn
Everything he's done for baseball.
Right now, at the point of baseball season, we got some hot teams going, and we got some hot teams going today. And we'll start right there. Braves are at the Nationals. Braves have won, I think, 11 maybe in a row or something like that, 10 in a row.
Yeah, they're cooking.
They are cooking, and they are at the Nats. Ian Anderson versus Josiah Gray. I'm going to go because they are so hot, and Ian Anderson has been better overall this year. I'm going to go Atlanta full game money line. Because it's only -130. Now that number kind of scares me a little bit, but that's where I'm going to go on this one.
What are they first five?
Same. They have a better bullpen, so I decided to go full game.
Yeah, Josiah Gray's been kind of good.
Yeah, he has went 5 and gave up none, 6 and gave up 1, 5 and gave up 1. That's his last 3. So he has been good. It's a little bit of a worry.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on this one, Tom.
Okay. I'm taking that one pretty much because of how hot Atlanta is. And the Nats have been the Nats, and we'll just see how that one goes. This one, really, really good pitching duel. Sandy Alcantara and Aaron Nola. Phillies are the other team that's super hot. But Marlins have also won 5 of 6, I believe. I decided I wanted to. I'm staying away from this one.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tone.
Listen to this, Sandy Alcantara. Last game.
For some reason, I just don't trust him on the road.
I hear. Last game, he went 9, gave up none. Game before that, he went 7, gave up none. Game before that, he went 8, gave up 1. Game before that, he went 9, gave up none. 8-1-7-1.
Yeah.
He's been on an absolute tear, and he's a guy who will go deep in the game. So I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I'll pass to him.
Yeah. That's quite a run for Sandy, though. Baltimore at Toronto. Kyle Bradish goes against Manoa.
There's nothing you can lay here.
I don't love it.
Are you going full game?
Yeah, I'm going full game run line minus the 140.
Ooh, because I was looking at
Manoa's been a stud.
Minus 1.5. Even first half result was minus 190.
So. No, that's why I'm going full game. Manoa's been a stud. Blue Jays' Pens is better than the Orioles. Bradish has an 8-3-1 on the road. Toronto's been number one versus righties here the last couple of weeks. So I'll lay the 1.5.
I could not find a way.
Okay, I hear you. Look who's back, Mitt.
Lance Lynn's back.
Lance Lynn's back.
Back again.
Back again. Nice, too.
Two saves outside.
Yeah, it's because his first start. He had one start in AAA. He had a 9 ERA. I don't think anybody cares about that. It is Lance short. Lynn
shows up on game day.
I'm gonna see his first start, though. I am not going to touch this one. Oh, no. I'd like to see the first start.
Oh, no.
Are you taking him?
Oh, absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
A fucking a cheap price on Lance Lynn. Feed it to me.
You guys take him. You guys.
Absolutely. At the Tigers? Come on, lad.
Tigers do stink.
Yeah. Give me Lance in the fucking South Side. First 5 money line. Yeah,
versus.
Me, Tony. Against Detroit, dude. It's Detroit. South Side all day.
Ronnie Garcia, who's got a 4.96 home ERA. I don't know that. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to let him. I'd like to see one, okay? Always have to swing at the first pitch, all right?
Sometimes
you do. Some coaches do say the first pitch is the best pitch you'll see, though.
Yeah, that is a saying that goes around.
Mitch Keller for the Buccos goes against Zach Thompson of the St. Louis Cards, not to be confused with the Zach Thompson of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm staying away.
I'm laying the half Cards, first 5 money line.
Son of a bitch.
Gotta do it.
Buccos just had a tough series against the Braves.
Yeah, Buccos came back to earth a bit here.
Well, yeah, they did. Braves, yeah. Christian Javier goes against Taylor Hearn, Houston and Texas.
Astros kind of got beat up by the Marlins till yesterday.
Yeah, that's why I said Marlins have been hot.
But it's a decent number, so I'm going to take Astros first 5 money line. Minus 140. I like that against fucking Texas.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Stros first 5 money line, too. Don't love that one, if we're being honest.
Come on.
But we're going to take it. Yu Darvish is going against Justin Steele. Padres at Cubbies. I believe the Cubbies, did they lose by 1,000 yesterday, or is that? Ooh.
Yankees are fucking, they are a problem right now.
The Cubbies have lost 6 in a row, I believe. I'll take, even though Yu's not as good on the road, you're getting a good price on the Padres here. I'll take them.
Yeah. Dad's first 5 money line.
Yeah, kind of have to with that price.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Cubs have lost 6 in a row. Not good. So we'll do that there. Since he's at Arizona, Mike Minor versus Merrill Kelly. Mike Minor's ERA is terrible. Merrill Kelly's is good, but since he's batting better, I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'll pass to him.
You got to lay a bunch, too, with Arizona, right?
Yeah.
If I remember.
I don't love it.
Brady Singer. I would
lean Reds just a little bit.
Brady Singer goes against Alex Wood. Alex Wood looking to rebound after His first loss at home in 18 starts, I believe. Yeah. I'm getting plus money if I'm laying 1.5, plus 122 for the full game.
Yep.
So I'm going to do that. Full game run line, plus 122 on the Giants, who have been playing. They just, what'd they take, 3 or 4 or 2-3 against the Dodgers?
Sweep.
Oh, they swept them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants here.
Yeah, give me Giants first 5 money line total.
Okay. And then the last game is Minnesota at Seattle. Archer and Flexen have the same exact ERA. I'm not touching this one.
You taking Flexen plus a half, first 5 and all. Give it to me.
Nick, you
give
on that?
Give it to me.
I cannot, in good faith, jump back on yet. But I have heard the bats have started to come around.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe warming up a little bit, but I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to make that commitment again.
Okay. I'm on the Braves money line for the game. Josiah Gray has been good for the Nats is the worry. Blue Jays minus 1.5. Manoa's been a stud. Bradish has not been good on the road. That's full game as well. Astros first half money line. Padres first half money line. And the Giants full game minus 1.5 at plus 130.
I got White Sox first 5 money line. Cards first 5 minus a half. Astros first 5 money line. Dad's first 5 money line. Giants first 5 money line. And flex in first 5 plus a half.
Okay. There's some boosts for tonight I forgot to talk about for the NBA. Steph to score 6 points in each quarter is plus 450. It's good odds. I don't know if I love the bet, but it's good odds at least.
Yeah. It's worth a sprinkle if you're on the Warriors. You might as well throw on that for plus 450.
And then the other one is Tatum and Brown to score 20 each, and Clay to make 3 plus 3s. Tatum and Brown will probably get their 20.
Why do we need to throw Clay in there?
Because
why is that only plus 152?
That's yeah,
like, because Tatum and Brown
Clay out. Get Clay out of there. just give me a fucking Brown and Tatum. That's all I want.
It's only plus 150 because Tatum and Brown's over unders 25 and 26. So they.
Yeah.
They definitely think they're going to get that. It's Clay's 3+. I don't love him, but
I'm out.
You do what you want to with those today, okay?
Go ahead.
So what? We got NHL Wednesday. When's the next game for this? Thursday, probably?
Yeah, and then if Game 7 Sunday, if it gets there.
They love doing Game 7s on Sundays.
Oh, yeah. They stretch this fucking
thing. Oh, up. Yeah. Wow. So we got that.
Come on, C's. Come on.
And then basketball, we will be done. And then the NHL will be done. And it'll be
dark days.
It'll be baseball and golf and
horse racing.
No, I think that's done too. it's a damn shame. We'd be in like game 2 of World Cup right now. Game 2 or 3.
Fucking travesty.
An absolute travesty.
Thanks, FIFA.
Listen, we will prevail, though. We'll just say more time. Oh, no. You know what we're going to do after the NHL Finals is over? We're going to jump into divisions and teams and for NFL, start preparing for that. We will be ready. Oh, and college football, too. Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Okay. We'll be back tomorrow, 15 minutes after Pat's show. YouTube.com/HammeredDown is where you can find us. At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. And there's only one thing left we can do, and that is wish you good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.